方术解，铁萨罗尼迦前书第二章第七节，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。你们是我们的疼爱，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。好，我们感谢神的话语。啊，今天的信息是父亲的形象 ，The Image of Father。我们请李牧师。
在这里要祝所有父亲父亲节快乐。
I'm going to wish all fathers among us Happy Father's Day。
我们请所有父亲啊，所有的父亲，所有的爷爷，所有的老爷都站起来，好吗
？So I would like to invite all fathers and grandfathers to stand up。
啊，我们谢谢你们，我们是。
And I'm going to pray for you。
让我们围着父亲祷告，我们一起祷告。天父，我们围坐在站在前面的每一位父亲，每一位做祖父的，都交在主你的面前。他们都是一家之主，他们不单单是一家之主，让他们也成为一个属灵的领导者。他们有祭司的责任，把儿女带到你的面前。主啊，我们恳求主你来祝福他们，让他们有一颗爱的心，爱妻子，也爱所有你给他们的儿女。主啊，我们恳求你来帮助父亲跟你有美好的关系，也能够用你的话语来教导儿女，也带领儿女做一个儿女的好榜样，让他们不单单是教养儿女的责任，更重要的，他们需要做一个苦力的丈夫，苦力儿女们，让他们能够带领儿女，能够养他们长大，将来他们的儿女能够成为有属于主你的孩子，也能够在社会上蛮有影响力。我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated。
每位做父亲的，我要问你一个问题，请问你是一位怎样的父亲呢
？So I'd like to ask every father a question. How well are you doing as a father？
对不起，这个不过。OK， 要知道说，我们每一位父亲在家中的角色很重要。
We should know that the role of a father is very important in each family.
父亲是一家之主。
You are the head of the household.
父亲在家中要负起做领导的作用。
You must fulfill the role of leadership in the household.
父亲的重要的责任就带领家中的每一个成员来到神的面前。
And one of the important tasks of this role is to lead every single one in your family to the Lord.
家中的事情父亲要向神负责任。
And because you are held accountable to God for everything that happened in your household.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，根据创世纪三章九节，神直接责问亚当。
According to Genesis 3, after the fall of Adam and Eve, God asked Adam directly.
神问亚当，你在哪里
？Where are you？
你是一个怎样的父亲呢
？So how well are you doing in your role of father？
你应该是爱妻子和爱儿女的父亲。
You should be a father that loves your wife and your children.
你应该是温柔体贴的父亲。
Should be a father who's gentle and tender.
你应该是有榜样的父亲。
And a father who's a good role model for your kids.
你应该是劝慰儿女的父亲。
And one who encourages and comforts your children.
第一点我们要看，我们做父亲的必须是爱的父亲。
So the first point is that a father must be a loving one.
我们爱你的妻子和儿女。
You must love your wife and your children.
保罗在第八章说，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音献给你们，连自己的生命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
In the passage we just read, Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our life as well.
直接讲出保罗爱帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹。
So this passage shows that Paul deeply loved the brothers and sisters in Thessalonia.
父亲要爱他的妻子和儿女。
As a father, you must love your wife and your children.
家中绝对不能够缺少爱。
In a family, there cannot be without love.
家中的爱是从父亲开始。
And the love must originate from the father.
父亲爱妻子，父亲爱儿女，妻子以顺服来回应丈夫的爱。
And when a father loves wife and children, the wife and children will respond with obedience.
而你因为父亲给他们的爱，就以行动来回应表达他对父亲的爱。
And they will respond by their action to respond to his love.
家中的所有的成员如果彼此相爱，就会构成一幅很美丽的图画。
The family life would be a very beautiful picture when every member of the family love one another.
每一对要建立家庭的男女必须以爱为出发点。
And every couple that is intending to build a family must build a family upon the foundation of love.
任何一对夫妻的结合如果没有以爱为基础，这个婚姻带来许多的痛苦和不满。
If a union is founded not on love, it will bring many discontentment and trouble to the marriage.
如果任何的婚姻是为了彼此之间的利益和彼此之间利用来结合的话，这个婚姻不能够持久。
For instance, if a marriage is built upon using each other, a marriage will not last.
以弗所书第五章，保罗把妻子和丈夫和妻子的关系与教会与基督与教会的关系做了对比。
In Ephesians 5, the Apostle Paul compared the relationship between husband and wife to the relationship between Christ and the church.
保罗说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Paul wrote, for the husband, Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
各位弟兄们，我问你这我曾经问过你，你爱你的妻子吗？
Brothers, I've asked you before this question. Do you love your wife?
我要再次的提醒你，你应该爱你的太太。
But I want to remind you again that you must love your wife.
这个不是我说的，乃是圣经说的。
This is not my words. This is the word from the scripture.
以弗所书五章二十五节，我再念一遍：你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
I read this passage again. Husbands, love your wives.
圣经的话语你们要听。
So listen to the word of God.
在我们的生活当中，我们难免夫妻之间会有矛盾。
And conflicts are inevitable in life.
如果我们曾经有过矛盾的话，我们就需要彼此接纳。
And if there were conflicts between husband and wife, we must accept each other and forgive each other.
你有矛盾，你还是要爱你的妻子。
Even when there's conflict, you still must love your wife.
你们曾经彼此伤害过吗？
If you had hurt each other,
如果有彼此伤害过，你就要彼此原谅。
And you must forgive.
做丈夫的还是要爱你的妻子。
And husbands, you still must love your wife.
因为妻子是你骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Because your wife is the bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh.
如果我们做丈夫不爱妻子，我们怎样爱我们的儿女呢？
And if you don't love even your wife, how can you love your children?
弟兄们，你有责任把你的家人带到神的面前。
And brothers, you have the responsibility to lead your family members to the Lord.
第八节说，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连你自己的生命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
And verse 8 said, we're delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.Because we care so much for you.
我们把家人带到神的面前是出于爱。
And the way we lead our family members to the Lord is through love.
第九节说，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的劳苦啊，辛苦劳碌，昼夜工作，传福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
Verse 9 says, Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you.
这个月是宣道月，我们不单单要向世人传福音。
Now this month is the mission month, but we're not only to bring the gospel to the world.
我们也要向家人传福音。
We also need to bring the gospel to the family.
因为这个工作比一切更重要。
This is the more important task than anything else.
我们要关心我们的妻子与神之间的关系。
So we need to pay attention to the relationship between my wife and God.
我们也要关心我们的儿女与神之间的关系。
And also my children's relationship with God.
求神怜悯我们，多少时候我们很关心我们孩子们的学业。
So,Very often, we pay a lot of attention to how our kids are doing in school.
我们都很希望我们的孩子在学校能够有很好的成绩表现。
We all wish our kids to get straight A's in school.
我们很希望我们的孩子能够上世界出名的大学。
And want them to go to the most renowned university.
可是我们却忘记了孩子的属灵生命与神之间的关系比这些更重要。
But so often, we did not pay enough attention to their spiritual life, how their relationship is with God, which are far more important than how they do in school.
在《生命记》第六章第四到九节告诉我们，我们要殷勤地教我们的儿女。
And Deuteronomy,Chapter 6, teach the parents to teach the children diligently.
要用神的话语教导给他们。
Teach them with the word of God.
各位做父亲的，从现在开始，除了问你们的孩子功课做了没有之外。
So fathers, in addition to asking your children, did you finish your homework today?
还要问他们今天灵修了没有。
You also need to ask them, did you have your devotion?
今天祷告了没有?
Did you pray?
各位，在这个末世的时代，最痛苦的时代是主耶稣基督再来的那个时刻。
Brothers and sisters, we are in the end time. And this is time when we suffer tribulations and the Lord Jesus' return is on hand.
如果那个时刻家中还有未蒙得救的人被留待在这个地上没有被提的话。
But when he comes back to take us in the air to meet him, if one of your family members is left behind,
这个是最痛苦的时刻。
This will be a very painful time for you.
各位父亲，趁着现在还能够传福音给你的儿女，就快快的传，好好的带领你的家人来到神的面前，一个也不可以漏掉。
So fathers, as long as there is today, lead your family members to the Lord, then do not leave one of them behind.
小时候唱听过儿歌，世界上只有妈妈好。
When we were young, we have this song that sang, "Mom's the best in the world."
其实世上不只有妈妈好。
But it's not only mom being the best.
爸爸也很好。
Dad is also the best.
为什么爸爸被忽略了呢？
Why do we often ignore dad?
因为男跟女不同嘛。
Oftentimes it's because of the difference between man and woman.
妈妈很感性。
Mom is usually more sentimental.
爸爸太理性了。
Dad is more rational.
妈妈懂得表达爱。
Mom often can show the tender side.
可是爸爸他只把爱藏在心里面。
But Dad often hides it inside.
他不会向儿女表达，不会向妻子表达。
And not knowing how to express that sentiment.
相信大家都读过朱自清散文之背影。
Now many Chinese growing up reading this prose by Zhu Ziqing, The Rear View of My Father.
朱自清跟爸爸离别的时候，在火车上看到爸爸和他依依不舍的场面。
It describes a scene of his leaving home to college and when he was at the railroad station saying goodbye to his father.
爸爸啊，朱自清看到爸爸爱的行动，父亲就跨过了月台和铁道，为孩子购买橘子的那个背影。
So he described the action of his father in showing the love by crawling over the fence to get him some orange for him to take on the trip.
父亲爱的行动，他深深的被感动。
So he was deeply moved by this action of love.
是的，我们做父亲的不像母亲一样容易在行动和言语上表达爱。
Now often our brothers, the fathers, are not as apt to express their feelings through words or through actions like mothers do.
这个的确是我们做爸爸的要学习的功课。
This is something that fathers need to learn.
我们要学习常常的抱抱孩子。
So we need to learn to hug our children.
我们学习常常的问候他们。
And greet them.
我们学习常常的关心他们。
And care about them.
这些就是爱的表现。
And these are the or expression of love.
第二，我们要做一个温柔的父亲。
We must learn to be a gentle father.
第七节说，只要你们中间重新温柔，如同母亲濡养自己的孩子。
So it's verse 7, in a different translation said, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children."
我们中国传统的父亲形象是严格的，很会严的。
So the traditional father figure in China, among Chinese, is usually the stern one.
的确，那些家里那些顽皮不听话的孩子，我们要严厉的管教。
Of course, a stern father is needed for naughty kids.
但是我们做爸爸的，我们不可以缺少有温柔的形象。
But fathers also need a gentle side.
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦信徒是温柔的心，好像母亲濡养自己的孩子。
So Paul, even though describing himself as father, he also showed a tender side to the Thessalonian believers, saying that he was like a nursing mother taking care of them.
母亲以温柔来濡养孩子，父亲也应该以温柔来对待孩子。
So not just nursing mother would take care of their children tenderly, fathers also need to do so.
保罗重新温柔，原因是因为第八节所讲的，他对帖撒罗尼家教会弟兄姐妹的爱的缘故。
But the reason why Paul was so gentle among them was because he loved them so much.
因为我爱，我们就会以温柔的心对待自己的妻子和儿女。
So when you love them, you will treat your wife and your children gently.
父亲在家中温柔对待每一个成员是一个模范。
So when a father is able to treat family member gently, you set up a good role model.
父亲的责任就是要制造一个温柔和舒服的环境给孩子。
And a father need to create a gentle and comfortable atmosphere at your house.
我们大家都不希望我们的孩子在一个鲁莽粗暴的环境中长大。
We do not wish our children to grow up in a rude and violent environment.
否则他们长大之后，他们会讲粗话，他们有鲁莽的行动。
Because they will learn to be rude and violent.
各位弟兄们，让我们来学习以温柔来对待我们的妻子和儿女。
So brothers and sisters, let's learn to be gentle when dealing with our family.
第三，我们做夫妻的要有榜样。
So third point is that a father needs to set a good role model.
第九和第十节说，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传福神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
Verses 9 and 10, surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witness, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed.
我们做父亲的要在言行举止上是儿女的榜样。
So fathers, we must be examples. Role models in our action, in our words for our children.
我们要我们的孩子们将来成为一个怎样的人，我们就要做怎样的爸爸。
Whatever manner of people we wish our children to become in the future, we must be of that manner.
各位小孩子的眼光很明亮的。
Brothers and sisters, our kids actually are smart.
我们的言行举止和一举一动，他们天天都在看我们，天天都看在眼里，我们做些什么。
Whatever we do and say, they are observing every day.
只是他们没有讲出来给你知道。
Even when they don't say it in front of you.
如果我们要我们的孩子做一个温柔和有礼貌的人，我们自己要做一个温柔和有礼貌的人。
If you want to teach your kids to be gentle and courteous, then you must behave gentle and courteous.
如果我们天天在家里抽大烟的话，我可以担保，将来你的儿子儿女都会抽大烟。
If at home you're smoking every day, then more than likely your children will grow up smoking.
让孩子们看我们的生活，从我们的生活当中学习。
We let our children examine our life and learn from how we live.
保罗有传福音的使命。
Paul has a mission of gospel.
在帖撒罗尼迦他传扬福音给他们。
In Thessalonica, he preached the gospel to Thessalonians.
他的劳苦帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹人们都看得很清楚。
And how he labored and toiled, everyone in Thessalonica can see.
在经文里面，我们可以知道保罗对待那些初信的帖撒罗尼迦信徒是怎样的表现呢？是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责。
And he could write that, of how righteous, holy, and blameless they were among the new believers in Thessalonica.
他给帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹们一个很好的榜样。
He set up a great example for the Thessalonian church.
弟兄姐妹，这就是在家里的门徒训练。
But brothers and sisters, it's the same way as a discipleship in your home.
最有效的门徒训练我们的孩子就是在家里面。
The best and most effective discipleship would happen at home.
我们的目标就要训练我们的孩子成为一个主耶稣基督的门徒。
Our purpose is to train up our children to be the disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们就要从我们的生活举止当中做起。
And that starts with every conduct.
我们要在孩子的面前做给他们看，我爸爸天天读圣经祷告。
And as we live our life, we show our children that as a father, we read God's word daily.
我们要做给我们的孩子看， 你的爸爸在教会里面是何等的热心。
And we'll show our children how involved you are in the church.
我们都很希望我们的孩子将来成为一个过敬畏神和圣洁的生活。
And we all wish our children to grow up living a pious life.
我们也要在我们的生活举止当中过圣洁和过圣敬畏神的生活给我们的孩子看。
So in our own life, we must live a holy and pious life.
各位父亲们，你们自家中的一家之主。
Fathers, you are the head of household.
你们要负起家中领导的责任。
So you must take up the role of leadership in the house.
你们要在家中也是家中的属灵的领袖。
You are the spiritual leader in your home.
你们有祭司的责任在家里面。
You have the responsibility of the priesthood in your home.
你的责任就是你带领你的妻子和儿女来到神的面前。
Your responsibility is to lead your wife and your children to the Lord.
我们要在家里建立一个家庭祭坛。
You need to establish the family altar.
在家中有敬拜神的生活。
So you have a worshiping life.
在家中你有神的话语传达给你的家人。
And the word of God will be passed on through your family life.
你要在适合的时候把神的话语跟你的儿女们讨论。
So you need to discuss the word of God with your children at the appropriate time.
你要天天带领你的儿女们一起跪在神的面前祷告。
So every day you should lead your children to pray before God.
最后我们要做一个怎样的父亲？我们要做一个劝勉和安慰儿女的父亲。
The last point about father's role is one of encouraging and comforting.
第十一节说，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、束缚你们个人。
Verse 11 and 12 says, as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God.
做父亲的要有爱，要温柔，也要在儿女面前有美好的榜样。
So as a father, you must be loving, gentle, have a good example for your children.
要负起劝勉儿女和安慰儿女的责任。
And also take up the responsibility of encouraging and comforting them.
我和弟兄姐妹们接触，我很清楚你们的情况。
I know many of you, so I know the situation you have at home.
有好几位弟兄姐妹来告诉我说，我的孩子太活跃的，很难叫，劝也劝不听。
So some brothers would say my kids are too rambunctious and I can't just talk them into senses.
教养孩子的事情上面，好多时候我们要有很大的耐心。
But patience are needed in raising kids.
有些孩子一件事情，有时候要告诉他不止一次。
As oftentimes, something has to be taught more than once to a child.
可能是两次，可能三次，可能十次，可能二十次。
Could be twice, could be three times, could be 20 times or 30 times.
各位教养孩子不能只用负面。
And also, you can't just be negative about raising kids.
不能只是告诉孩子说你不准你这样，不准你，不许你怎样，不可以做什么。
And you cannot only set up rules of don'ts.
这一类的教条有时候会没有效果。
And oftentimes they are not effective.
教孩子也要有正面的教导。
There needs to be a lot of positive encouragement.
你知道吗？孩子需要鼓励。
Kids need encouragement.
孩子需要奖赏。
They need reward.
孩子要父亲给他们肯定。
And they need affirmation from fathers.
孩子在面临失败或者成绩不理想的时候，要父亲的安慰。
Especially when they fail at something or when they did not have a good grade, they need the comfort from family.
各位爸爸，孩子在需要你的时候，请问你在哪？
Fathers, where were you when your child needs you?
各位教导孩子不只靠骂和责备。
So not just scolding and punishment.
We need
to encourage them.
We Chinese culture,
and oftentimes in the Chinese culture, encouragement is lacking.
And
we put a lot of pressure in our kids.
孩子考试成绩拿到 85分 就说, 为什么 85分, 不是 90分?
So if they get 85 in their test score, we would ask, why not 90? That's Asian fail.
如果我们转过来再另外一个口气来, 来鼓励孩子的话, 就不一样。
But we could have used a different way of encouragement.
我们可以说, 孩子很好, 记得上次你考80, 现在85分, 有进步, 继续努力, 下次考90分给我。
But you can say that, well, last time you got 80, so this time you got 85. That's an improvement. So next time you get 90.
多少年前, 有一位牧羊人,
so many years ago, there was a father who was shepherding.
他带着两个孩子去牧羊。
So he was bringing his two boys with him.
他们来到山坡。
So on the hillside,
有一大群的燕子叫, 在天上叫做在飞过他们的上空。
They just saw a flock of Canadian geese flying overhead.
小儿子就问爸爸, 大雁要往哪里飞呢?
And one of the boys asked, where are the geese heading?
爸爸说, 他们要去一个温暖的地方, 在那里过冬天。
They were flying towards a warmer place for winter.
大儿子就说, 要是我们能够像大雁一样飞起来就好了, 那我就要飞得比大雁更高, 去天堂, 看妈妈是不是在那里。
So the older boy said, I wish I could fly like the geese. If I could, I would fly higher and go to heaven to see whether mom is there.
小儿子也对父亲说, 做个会飞的大雁多好啊, 这样, 就不用牧羊了, 可以飞到自己要去的地方。
So the little boy also said, it's so good to be able to fly, so we don't have to tend the sheep under, but we can just go anywhere we want on the sky, in the sky.
父亲就沉闷了一下。
The father thought,
对儿子说,
and then said,
只要你们想,
if you wish,
你们也能飞,
you can too.
两个儿子, 就试了, 就是一, 没有飞起来。
So they tried to flap their wings, but they didn't lift off.
爸爸说, 让我飞给你们看。
And father said, let me show you.
于是他飞了也, 两下, 也没有飞起来。
And he too could not lift off.
牧羊人说, 我是因为年纪大了飞不起来。
So he said, I can't do it because I'm old now.
你们小,
but you're younger.
只要不断的努力, 就一定会飞起来。
If you continue to work hard at it, you will one day fly.
你们飞起来, 你们可以去你们所要去的。
And you will be able to get where you wish.
两个儿子, 就记住父亲的命令。
So they kept father's words in mind.
他们就不断的努力。
And they worked hard.
长大了以后, 果然飞了起来。
And when they got older, they did indeed fly.
这两个孩子是谁呢?
And these brothers?
他们是发明飞机的莱特兄弟。
And they were the pioneers of aviation, the Wright brothers.
有一位作词, 讲了他12岁那年的经历。
Now there's another experience by an author that was expressed.
学校那一天童子军举办了一个和父亲同露营的周末活动。
One weekend, the Boy Scout had a camping with the father weekend.
他回到家里后就开心地告诉爸爸。
He was so excited. He told his father about the plan.
爸爸就答应跟他一起去露营。
So father agreed to go camping with him that weekend.
那个星期五晚上，他就把露营的用具预备了，预备好好，等到父亲下班回来后，就把这些用具放在爸爸的车上，一起到到学校里面五点钟跟同学们一起聚集，一起到营地。
So come Friday, he was home early, get all his camping gears ready, and as soon as father got home, he put everything into father's car, planning to go to meet with all his camping buddies to go to camp.
可是那一天，爸爸七点才回来。
But father didn't come home at 5 o'clock. He came home at 7.
他告诉孩子说他很忙，答应第二天早上七点钟就在家里出发，去营地和朋友会合。
So he told the boy, I cannot go tonight, but I will go tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to bring you to the camp with your friends.
那天早上他准备好了一切，把露营的用具全部就放在爸爸的车子上面。
So next morning, very bright and early, he got up and put all the gears in his father's car.
哪里知道爸爸九点钟才起床。
But his father didn't get up until 9 o'clock.
他告诉孩子说他的背痛不能够入睡，所以睡迟了。
So he said, I had a backache all night, couldn't sleep, so I couldn't get up.
他继续说下去。
And then...
他说今天很忙，我跟朋友有约会不能够去了。
And I have an appointment with my friends and I cannot go.
你把车子上的露营用具全部拿下来。
So take all your camping gear out.
他很失望，就到爸爸的车里面把所有的东西拿下来。
So the boy was in great disappointment.
当他在拿下来的时候，
As he was taking out the camping gear from father's car,
他偷偷的看着在车房的另外一个角落，他的爸爸。
He took a glance at his father on the other side of the garage.
他看到他的爸爸拿着高尔夫球拍，准备要出门。
He saw his father carrying the golf clubs, getting out of the house.
他觉悟到爸爸在跟他讲骗话。
So he realized his father had been lying to him.
爸爸的这个拿高尔夫球拍的动作没有，爸爸完全不知道，他孩子看在眼里。
Father didn't know that his son saw everything.
从那个时候开始，他的这个孩子的心有一个伤痕。
But that has wounded his child deeply.
这个伤痕永远不会磨灭。
And it wasn't healed for a very, very long time.
各位弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你的孩子在你的心中的地位如何？
What is the significance of your children to you?
我们好多时候，我们以为孩子不懂事，我们可以骗他们。
Very often we think our kids are young and they do not know things and we can just tell them some make-up stories.
就好像这个爸爸一样，他的欺骗带给孩子多大的伤害。
But like the father in this story, being dishonest to his kids brought great wound, great damage to his heart.
多少时候我们以为孩子不重要。
Very often we feel that our kids are not important.
我们不肯把时间花在他们身上。
We are reluctant to spend the time on them.
我们忘记了我们真正可以和孩子相处的时间只有几十年，最多二十多年的时间。
We forget that the time that we really can spend on our children are very short, maybe 20 years.
当孩子上大学的时候，
Once they leave home to college,
他们有他们的天地。
They have their own plan.
时间过去了。
And by that time, your time is gone.
是，当我们觉悟孩子长大的时候，时间过去了，我们不能够把时间再装回头。
When we realize that they've grown up, it's too late. We cannot turn the clock back.
我们没有 办法重新再回到孩子年年幼的时候的那个情形和孩子相处。
We cannot turn the clock back to when they were still young, that we can spend time with them anymore.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要趁着孩子还小的时候，我们要好好珍惜与他们相处的时光。
So brothers and sisters, treasure the time that you have, that you can spend with your kids when they're still young.
有一位成功的律师曾经这样说过。
A very successful lawyer wrote this.
他说小的时候我收到一份父亲给我非常珍贵的圣诞礼物。
And one Christmas, I received a very precious gift from my father.
这份礼物是放在一个小盒子里面。
And it was in a little box.
他打开这个盒子里面只有一张纸条。
So when he opened the box, it only had a little slip.With these words.
这张纸条这样写着。
He says,
他说孩子从现在开始我会给你一年365个小时。
And so from here on, for the whole next year, I'll give you 365 hours.
一天一个小时。
An hour a day.
总共有一年的时间我要每天晚餐过后一个小时，这一个小时是属于你的。
So I will spend 1 hour a day after dinner with you. That's totally dedicated for you.
这一个小时，你可以和我谈任何你要谈的事。
And you can browse any object with me during that hour.
我们也可以一起出去外面散步。
Or we can take a walk together.
我们也可以一起出去外面打球。
Or we can play ball.
总之，这个时间是你的。
But this is, that would be your hour.
你自己来决定要做什么就做什么。
And you can decide what you want to do with me.
这位律师说，收到了纸条以后，我的父亲从来没有试约。
And my father, this lawyer wrote, never broke his promise.
每一年，他和我的约定都会更新。
And every year he would renew this covenant with me.
在我的一生当中，我父亲和我的时间是最珍贵，给我的时间是最珍贵的礼物。
So in my growing up, this time that I spend with Father has been the most precious.
我永远不会忘记。每一天跟父亲相处的时间
I can never forget that hour that I spent with my father
老实说我今天能够成为一个出名的律师是因为父亲对我的影响
And frankly, that is the reason why I am successful as a lawyer today That is from the influence of my father
另外有一篇文章我读过
And there's another article that I read.
这篇文章的题目叫做《父亲的忏悔》。
And that's entitled A Father's Confession.
这篇文章是这样说。
And it reads.
天上的父，请赦免我伤害了我的儿女。
Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me for how I have injured my children.
我没有晋升为一位父亲应该有的形象，彰显在。彰显给我，给孩子们。
I failed to live the father's life as I ought to.
我以为孩子预备大房子和名牌汽车会使他们自觉重要。
I thought I can improve their self-esteem by preparing them big house or luxury car.
没想到却造成他们心灵空虚。
But it caused their hearts to be empty.
我以为有钱会带给他们快乐，没想到他们变成摧灰成性。
I thought money could bring them happiness, but it turned them into squanderers.
我以为体罚可以锻炼他们成为硬汉，没想到打出他们的苦毒和离心力。
I thought I could beat them into tough men.But they became bitter and detached instead.
我以为放手可以锻炼他们独立，没想到他们长成傲慢难驯。
I thought by letting them be, they would learn independence, but they became arrogant and disrespectful.
我以为替他们交罚款可以消灾，没想到他们制造更大的灾难。
I thought I was keeping them out of trouble by paying their fines, but it created greater ones.
我以为假装门面可以帮他们赢得尊敬，没想到他们演变成为矜持。
I thought keeping a respectable front would win them respect, but it turned them into hypocrites.
我以为做父亲就是赚钱养家，没想到他们最大的需要是父亲的爱。
I thought my most important job as a father was to bring home the bacon, but what they needed most was father's love.
亲爱的父亲
Dear Heavenly Father,
你还肯给我第二次的机会吗？
Could you give me another chance?
弟兄姐妹，人的一生到一个地步没有第二次机会。
But sometimes life doesn'tAllow you a second chance.
特别是教养孩子的事上。
Especially in the realm of raising your children.
时间一分一秒很快的过去。
Time is ticking away from us.
世界上没有一个人能够有能力把时间转回。
And no one can turn back the clock.
一转眼我们的孩子长大了。
Very quickly, our children are grown.
我们就要趁着孩子年轻的时候。
We must act when they are still young.
好好的珍惜和他们相处的时间。
And appreciate the time that we still have.
也许你说我忙得不得了。
You may say I'm so busy.
怎样啊跟孩子接触呢？
Now, how can I have time to spend for them?
可是弟兄姐妹，时间是你的。
Brothers and sisters, the time is in your hand.
请问什么时是你一生中最珍贵的呢？
What is the most precious thing in your life?
是你在外面的忙碌生活吗？
Is it your busy life outside?
是你赚钱吗？
The money you make?
是你的工作吗？
Your career?
是你的地位吗？
Or your position?
也许现在正是我们一起来到神的面前调整我们价值观的时候的。
So, brother and sister, maybe now is the time to set our priorities straight.
让我们不要像这个写父亲忏悔的那一个人一样，有一天我们也会写另外一篇父亲的忏悔。
So let us not be like this contrite father to have to write this confession.
你肯不肯珍惜这一段时间？
Would you like to take this opportunity?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们恳求你赦免我们。我们没有做一个很好的爸爸，我们没有好好珍惜孩子年幼的时候和他们在一起的时间。主啊，怜悯我们。让我们从现在开始，让我们尽我们的责任。我们爱我们的孩子，我们也爱我们的妻子。我们能够每一天都与他们一起相聚，我们都带给他们鼓励，带给他们安慰。求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。我们做不到，求你激励我们，帮助我们去做。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.
我们感谢牧师给我们深刻的信息。请大家起立。诗篇103篇13节，父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。我们在我们的父神，这位至高至圣的父神面前，我们在他的眼里面是极为宝贵的。就像我们在我们的地上的父亲眼里面是极为宝贵的一样的。 三节，五十三章，五十三 page 五十三 ，sorry， 我们两个都糊涂了 ，sorry。
我们一起为奉献祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，你赐给我们每个人有一个地上的父亲。我们谢谢我们的父亲啊，从小供应我们，养育我们长大成人。主啊，我们真是感谢主，你拣选了我们，让我们成为神的子嗣，让我们每一位都有位啊天上的阿爸父，让我们能够一生的教导我们，一生的供应我们，是吧？我们借着这个特别的父亲节的主日，求主真是继续的带领我们，供应我们，让我们愿意奉上我们的一生来追求你，来走到你的真道上，是吧？谢谢你的供应，我们再次感谢赞美你。这样的恭敬祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，请坐。 Please be seated。 好，我们谢谢牧师的信息。我们每一位父亲有很重要的责任，是作为一个祭司在带领整个的家庭。好，我们现在欢迎与报告。今天是座无虚席啊，有没有新来的朋友要特别在这边介绍的？好，我们特别欢迎没有常常来，我们不是每一次，不是经常到我们当中的啊，今天能够跟我们一起来这里庆祝父亲节。好，那个两件事情简单的报告一下。6月30号在布朗登上有这个全体会员大会，是利用这个敬拜完了以后一个主日学的时间，是吗？那个谁安排这件事情？那有没有主日学？
没有主日学，
没有主日学哈。所以大家看到这个时间是两个礼拜的礼拜天大家一起来，我们召开这个会员大会会员大会，我们要讨论这个一个扩堂一个投票的过程哈。特别这边提到，就是说你如果那一天没有办法来参加的话，你可以这个选取这个选票投票选票呢做缺席投票，可以跟那个张短放弟兄联系，好吧？ 有没有其他？温乔在不在？还有，好，没有的话，好，这件事情大家放在 calendar 啊。那另外一个呢，就是下个礼拜，我们宣教月六月份是宣教月，我们特别有李亚丁牧师来到我们当中，有四场，从礼拜五晚上开始啊，七点半晚上七点半在这个主堂呢，我们有分享有信息，然后第二场呢是在礼拜六的晚上七点半。然后在礼拜天呢有主日联合敬拜，完了以后呢这个主日学也有联合主日学的分享。好，那么所以大家准备这个心呢来参加这个宣道月的一个特别的礼拜的一个聚会，从礼拜五晚上开始。那个接下来呢有一个宣教师工的一个介绍，是吧？是哪位？啊，王伟在不在？好，请王伟弟兄跟我们讲一下这个宣教的师工。
好，弟兄姐妹平安。这个是我们这个月三个介绍系列的最后一个。今天介绍的是Alan Hoffman， 他是在西雅图地区，在Puget Sound Area 主要是服侍这个校园事工。他们有好几个不同的校园，这个 UW 还有这个 Puget Sound 的一些 College。 那么下面就把他们最近的一些 update 给大家介绍一下。他们去年呢这个有很多人数上学生人数上的增加，然后去年一年有70个学生决志跟随主，真是感谢神给他们这样的大的事工。然后呢他们现在在五个校园，然后在传教，但他们准备在下一年要扩展到另外的三个校园，包括这个 Tacoma 的 UW 的一个 branch， 还有UW Community College， 还有Bellevue College。真是求神继续祝福他们的事工。下面是他们一家一些更新。他先生是在那个在一个好像在一个公司里工作在还有他们有两个孩子。他们很感谢我们三圣教堂的给他们的支持，也感谢他们在这14年来给我们在这个祷告上精神上给他们的一些帮助。还有一个最重要的是他下个月底的时候他会到我们这边来分享他们在那边的事工。到时候请弟兄姐妹参加。那我们还是像以前一样给为他们做一个简短的祷告。亲爱的天父，我们作为每一个基督徒，也作为三圣教会来到你的面前，我们把我们所支持的传教士，我们把在西雅图的 Alan， 在Portland 的 Josh， 还有在缅甸的 Jim 都交托仰望在你的手上，求你真是看顾他们，看顾他们家庭的平安，也看顾他们的事工。主啊，我们感谢你在这样怜悯复兴这样的大潮中使用他们，我们也感谢你我们有这样的机会支持他们。我们求你主啊，在他们灰心失望的时候，你要做他们的指望，主啊，你要做他们的明灯，在他们有痛苦有困难的时候，天父你要亲自做他们的帮助，做他们的安慰。天父，求你真是把他们托在你的双翼上，像雄鹰一样展翅翱翔。天父，我们感谢你今天是父亲节，我们有很多弟兄姐妹都是父亲母亲，当我们的孩子生病或者受伤的时候，我们心里非常难过。天父，但是当我们还是你的罪人，我们还是你的敌人的时候，你就让你的爱子为我们流血牺牲，来赎回我们的生命。天父，我们求你让这样的爱激励我们，我们既领受了你这样的恩典，这样的福分，我们怎么可以不把这样的福音传给我们身边的人，传给其他的朋友呢？天父，求你这样的爱激励我们。我们虽然不能再做一个专业的传教士，但是主啊，我们可以在金钱上，我们可以在我们的祷告上支持他们，我们也可以在我们的工作中，在我们的生活上，把你的伟大，把你的福音诉说给我们身边的每一个人。天父，求你这样的爱继续的激励我们弟兄姐妹，求你继续怜悯我们。 我们这样祷告不配，奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。谢谢大家。
请会众起立。The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all from now and forevermore. 感谢主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。会众请坐，我们平安散会。